So the garden was originally a Japanese garden designed and installed in the 1980s, but the city didn't take care of it, unfortunately. So it went in decades of no maintenance, and lots of weeds were growing in the garden. And the Audubon Rockies, who we are partners with, connected us, being me and Earth Love Gardens, with the Boulder Public Library, and wanted to create a Audubon certified Habitat Hero Garden, which is a garden designed as friendly to provide habitat for birds and pollinators.
And I learned that pollinators means a lot more than honeybees.
Yes, yes. Specifically, we are working to make it known that native bees are the most important pollinators, along with butterflies and different types of birds, which provide much benefit to our native ecosystem.
So it's a relatively small garden, I think. I mean, people who know the space, it's to the left as you're entering the auditorium side of the library. How did you decide which plants to plant here?
Yes, so there was it was essential that this garden would be an example and inspiration for all those who walk through it to showcase only native species to Colorado. So each species of plant in the garden, which there are about 25 varieties, are varieties that grow around Colorado naturally and provide habitat for birds and pollinators and other wildlife.
Point out a few. Let's walk in.
Yes. So here you'll see swamp milkweed, which the monarch butterflies, this is one of the only plants, if not the only plant, that monarch butterflies will provide, will get their food from. And we've seen many native bees and other butterflies also appreciate it.
So this is the swamp milkweed, key food source for monarchs, which pass through here every year.
Yes, yes. And right now there has been a decline in monarch populations, so we need people to plant as many milkweeds as possible, preferably ones that are native to our region, and you'll do great for the monarch butterfly
and others.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
Here we have golden currants, which are actually tasty for people too, and they make these little golden currant berries, and we found out early on that the squirrels really like them too. But a lot of species like them. A lot of wildlife, a lot of birds will eat them, and also it provides cover as shelter for birds who need a place to hide. So many of these plants have many benefits to them.
Okay, right here, this looks like just a really tall grass. Yes. What is that?
That's a big blue stem, which has been growing very fast. And that's one example of a plant that provides cover for bird species.
I think I have this in my yard without trying.
Yeah. And that's what's great about these plants is that they take very little maintenance because they're from here and they're used to our your climate and soil conditions, so they all naturally are easy to take care of. Here we see purple coneflower, otherwise known as echinacea, and as you see right there, we have bees.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, hovering around it. And what's been magical about this garden is as soon as we planted it, we've had bees from the start, we've had butterflies, we were visited by a hummingbird. It really is a magical thing to plant a native plant, a bird and pollinator-friendly garden.
Are these black-eyed Susans?
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Could you see any pollinators? Oh, there's a ladybug on it.
Yeah, and I just saw a bee buzz by.
Yeah. So you can tell, like, this is... It's there's so much variety of natural species, and it's a magical thing to be in this garden that you are directly... And that here at the library, we are directly benefiting the local ecosystem.
What's this? Let me kneel down here. These little blue flowers.
Yeah, these are bluebell bellflowers, and another one that the pollinators like. And one thing that's great about almost all of these plants is they're also low water, and that's what we need with, you know, usually we don't get much precipitation here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your choices of plants. Obviously, or one would assume if they're native to Colorado, then they are acclimated to however much water nature can provide, but nature is providing less water these years due to a global climate disruption. Do you have to supplement?
Yes, and it's recommended to supplement in about the first 3 years with we used here a drip system, but these plants use much less water than say plants taken from other parts of the country. And then after three seasons and after these plants are well established, they naturally could run on no water, but we'll always keep the drip system connected in case there are seasons of extreme droughts.
So this is a place where people could come and see native plants they might introduce to their own yard if they have one?
Exactly. That was the point here. We wanted to inspire people of all walks of life to plant native and to appreciate working with the earth and, you know, all what the earth has to offer, all the beauty, and replicate it in your own yard. And by taking out grass and putting in these native plants, you can save a lot of money on water. And it's beautiful and do much great for the environment.
And can you tell me a little bit about the event happening on Thursday?
Yes. So on Thursday, September 16th, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. I will be there talking about native plants as well as a community food share representing the edible garden in the courtyard on the other side of the library. The farmer from there will be speaking as well, answering any questions. As well, there'll be a native seed swap, and it'll be a great place to connect with others with similar interest and learn a lot and get the feeling of how it feels to be in this beautiful garden and support the library.